Korea and World War II. They faced determined enemies who more often than not controlled the high ground, and with certainty, it was an enemy who sought to fight the Americans. At that time, there were not the resources we had later in the Afghanistan fight. There was not enough air support, medevac, or ground support. Not enough troops for the front lines. While the world's attention was consumed with the broadening conflict in Iraq, the ROC fought desperate engagements, often outnumbered, with only their training, determination, and acts of valor helping them to prevail. There had been some media attention for the battalion's battle company, whose exploits in the infamous Korangal Valley became the focus of the well-received documentary Restrepo and the book War. But in a valley just north of the Korangal, fighting in relative obscurity, were two platoons and headquarters unit of one of battle's sister companies, Chosen. Those paratroopers liked to call themselves the Chosen Few. They were, in fact, seemingly chosen by fate to experience some of the most brutal aspects of war. In three major engagements and several small skirmishes, they fought off successive, coordinated efforts by an enemy determined to wipe them out. After 15 months of combat, nearly two-thirds of the Chosen Few would be Purple Heart recipients. Two would be awarded the Medal of Honor, two more would receive a Distinguished Service Cross, more than a dozen Silver Stars, and more than two dozen Bronze Stars for valor would be awarded to this company. Rarely in the annals of modern war have fighting men displayed such teamwork, courage, and fighting heart as the Chosen Few. People often look back with awe upon early generations of American combat troops, up to and including the famous Greatest Generation of World War II, as if to conclude that that kind of warrior has come and gone, and we will never see their like again. But that is just not true. If there is any lesson that the Chosen Few teaches us, it is that the kind of spirit and sense of sacrifice born out in the young men and women who fill the ranks of the U.S. military are as strong today as they ever were. Special operators, conventional forces, active or reserve, our nation should be grateful to have the troops we do. Paratroopers like the Chosen Few demonstrate what our country has come to expect of our warriors: commitment, selflessness, and grit. This is an American story that rivals any in our history for valor, heroism, and sacrifice. William H. McRaven, Admiral, U.S. Navy retired. I feel how weak and fruitless must be any words of mine which should attempt to beguile you from the grief of a loss so overwhelming. Abraham Lincoln, from an 1864 letter to a grieving mother of sons killed in battle. Prologue, Alone and Under Attack. So this would be the end. Ryan Pitts lay covered in his own blood, the paratrooper's 22-year-old body so riddled with shards of metal from exploding grenades that his legs were all but useless. His friends were dead all around him. Others had fled. Pitts propped himself against a dirt wall inside a sandbagged observation post in an obscure valley of a mountainous province of eastern Afghanistan, 7,000 miles from his home in New Hampshire. He pulled a rifle into his lap and sat tucked into a corner of one fighting position facing the direction from where the enemy had been attacking. "I want to kill at least two or three of them before they finally kill me." Even over the din of gunfire and explosions, he could hear enemy fighters just yards away yelling back and forth at one another in Pashtun or Dari or one of those obscure Nuristani dialects that were impossible even for the Army's Afghan interpreters to understand. Oddly, the pain from his wounds was not so bad. Ryan's nervous system was still in shock from the explosions that had tossed him like a rag doll and engulfed him in a cloud of steel parts. Blood ran down his face from where the skin of his forehead had been filleted open. The shroud of shrapnel was so condensed that several small pieces had nearly punched holes through two narrow black memorial bracelets that Ryan wore, each engraved with the names of Chosen Few soldiers who had died during the 14 months he and the others of his paratrooper company had been fighting in this valley of sheer cliffs and breath-robbing altitude. They all cherished that nickname for their company, the Chosen Few. It was a play on the unit designation, C Company, or Chosen Company, of the 2nd Battalion